Kenobi!
Hello and welcome to Farthest Galaxy, a Star Wars podcast. I'm your local scruffy-looking Airfighter Hunter, and as always, I'm joined by Jedi Master Alex! Yeah?
No, I don't fucking...
You're just playing off
of I'm just bouncing off your energy right now.
This week, we're covering Son of Dathomir, if you couldn't tell by our little Kenobis.
Our little Kenobis.
Having our little Kenobis out.
This is some sick art, actually. Darth Maul with the lightsaber, but instead of his blade, it's the green smoke from Talzin.
That's dope. Was that the cover issue for?
Yeah. It's whatever this is, because on Kindle, it's like in a whole compendium thing.
Oh, yeah.
They don't sell it as like individual issues. Or if they do, they didn't give it to me like that.
Yeah. Yes. But before we get to that, we got some news.
Right.
You wrote Desert Power, and I just... didn't erase it.
So, did I write? I thought you wrote Desert Power.
Did I?
Because the first plot point, or the first point in the news was Desert Power, and then the third one was the Book of Boba trailer, but I'm like, it's like the same thing, right?
I don't know.
Like, because he's the boss of Tatooine. I think it's funny.
I saw Desert Power there, and I just was like, I'll leave that there, because I guess we'll talk about Dune for a sec. But nah, we'll talk about Book of Boba Fett, because that trailer looked pretty
sick. I might
have
wrote Desert Power.
You probably.
Like, right after we recorded the last episode, I might have gone in there, deleted the other stuff, and was like, Desert Power, this will be funny.
And it was.
And then I forgot, thought it was you, and I was like, that's funny.
So Book of Boba Fett, not really a lot in that trailer, but it still looks good.
There's a lot of theories going around right now that everything in that trailer was cut from the first episode.
That makes a lot of sense.
And if that's the case... it's looking great.
Holy moly.
It's looking great. You know, I mean, how much can you really show? This is something we talked about yesterday with, like, Marvel movies and their trailers showing way too much. And then you get to the final thing and you're like, well, I've seen that. So it
wasn't
we were
talking about Age of Ultron as, like, one of the big ones. Like, just show us action things and then don't show us any of the jokes. Don't show us any of the real dialogue except for, like, a VO. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Action and a VO. And it could be from the bad guy. Ultron could have done a whole Pinocchio thing. He did it in the trailer for a little bit, but he could have continued the whole trailer.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what they did here. I mean, I couldn't really tell you anything other than...
cool action.
Yeah, Boba wants to rule with respect.
Yeah.
And he just wants to make money. He's not really interested in killing people anymore.
Which
he's
super fun.
So it's going to be cool to see
him
how
just getting
that
crime
goes.
Stuff.
And more realistically, he's probably going to get pulled back into that ruling with fear thing. He's I want to rule with respect, but it's not going to be
like
I got to
be cool as fuck.
Yeah, but I got to be a badass.
Yeah, I want to see Cobb Vanth, Bossk, Dengar as a weird robot thing,
mm-hmm.
and Cad Bane in live action.
Yeah.
We've seen Dengar and Bossk in live action, but it's not the same.
No.
And Cobb Vanth would just be cool to see again, because why not go back? You're on Tatooine, right? Isn't that where Cobb Vanth was?
Well, yeah, and it looked like in the trailer he was walking through a town in Tatooine without his helmet, maybe trying to make acquaintances with the people, be like, hi, I'm your new crime
I'm
lord.
I'm the guy.
I'm the new guy. But I don't really want to be a crime lord. I kind of want to be just like the boss of Tatooine.
He wants
you
to
know?
Be a protector now. I think he learned a lot from Mando.
So I think it's a very real possibility that you see Cobb Vanth roll up and he's like, hey, you're going around offering
deputy.
Protection to these different towns and stuff. He's like, I got a town out in the middle of nowhere. And he'll be like, you're the guy who took my armor. He'll be like, who are you? I'm sorry. Wait, that is the armor, isn't it? Like, hold on a minute.
Looks nuts.
Yeah, it's like it looks really good now. What did you do? Who are you?
I'd be excited to see Vanth again.
It'd be cool to have dialogue. He'd be like, "What did you do to the other Mandalorian who took that armor?" He'd be like, "It's mine."
Bill Burr was doing some circuits recently, and he was some interviews, and they said, he was asked a lot about Mando season 3 and Book of Boba Fett, and he said he's like, "I'm literally not allowed to talk about anything right now." He's like, I can tell you that I'm still going to be Mayfeld in anything they want me to be in, but I can't tell you what I'm going to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yikes. I hope he shows up in this.
It'd be great for him to show up in Book of Boba.
Because he could be
he's
he could
that
be
kind of
guy
that would meld really well with this cast of characters.
He's a little trashy, but he's got a heart of gold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Could be
it's
cool.
Literally Boba Fett. Trashy
with
a heart of gold.
Trashy with a heart of gold, exactly.
If you read the comics,
except
he's got
when
a heart
he's
of gold.
Except for when he's trying to kill Mace Windu.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mace Windu killed his dad.
Yeah, well, his dad was kind of like a bounty hunter who
his dad
gave
was
the,
like a dick.
Who gave the clone army the whole basis.
Yeah.
Which they used against him anyway.
That's why low-key Mace Windu never liked any of the clones.
Yeah, Book of Boba looks good, and Din Djarin's totally in it.
Oh, yeah. Well, they said he was.
Well, they didn't confirm it.
Yeah, they said
it's not like anywhere. You can't like look it up. There's Din Djarin in the Book of Boba Fett.
I thought
it's
that they interviewed Pedro, and he said he's in an episode.
No, why would he say that? Why would he spoil that?
Why not?
Because that's a spoiler.
I guess, but I don't know. I thought I heard it way back in the day. Maybe it was just people
speculating. I think you wanted to hear it back in the day. I think that's what we were saying because we're like, they're hanging out now. And he didn't die at the end of season two. he's got to be coming to hang out. I think that's just been us.
Probably.
I mean, if that's not Pedro Pascal's voice in the trailer, then... Yeah.
Now, do you think this is going to be a one-and-done season? Or do you think this is going to be, like, two or three seasons? Because Mando, we know, has three. Because Mando is, like, an open-book-style character. He's brand new. Mm. Boba Fett's been around for a while. We got comics. We got, you know, TV shows. We got movies where he's in them all. Mm-hmm. And then we have this show now that's solely his. Do you think it's going to be like a one-and-done one-shot, like a WandaVision or a Falcon Winter Soldier?
I don't want it to be, but I think this is our holdover show for the next season of Mando. Yeah. I honestly think this is just kind of a step, right? Because Boba Fett's one of those characters. It's like they brought him back and they did him justice. So maybe he'll get two or three seasons just to like really revitalize
the character. What else is he doing?
Yeah. But...
Unless he just does one season, then he shows up in Mando.
He's not in episodes 7 through 9.
So he's got to die.
Got to die.
I mean,
he's got to disappear.
We know the clones have like a weird, like they age really fast.
Boba Fett doesn't have that.
Throw all
those preconceived notions about Boba Fett out the window.
Boba Fett's an unaltered clone. I forgot.
I think this is going to be their way of introducing us to Omega.
I think
they're going to do an adult Omega, and then for that second season of Bad Batch, we're going to start getting filled in on things like, why is she the way she is in Book of Boba? Mm-hmm. Or even if she just shows up as like a quick thing, right?
I'm telling you, we talked about it a while ago. Bosk, Cad Bane, Crosshair, Omega.
It could be a really cool cast that they get going on here. Especially
Captain X.
Crosshair, because that's the thing, the Bad Batch, they do have the accelerated aging. Yeah, so they are going to get older faster. Yeah, we don't know what they look like. We don't know. We know Rex is there for the Battle of Endor, but how much longer is he alive after?
And the trajectory of Crosshair's character is self-sacrifice for his brothers. He's going to redeem himself by sacrificing himself. But I think it would be cool if he replaces Aurra Sing in the group because he's a sniper. She's a sniper. Fennec Shand is not
because
Fennec Shand doesn't team up with Boba Fett until Mandalorian, so they could meet. Because he might know that he might be hunting her bounty and go, oh, she's dead, let's fix her like that, you know?
Well, and that would be fun, too, if they met, right? Once. They did a job or something, and maybe she, like, screwed him over. She, like, took the money or whatever, right? And then he was like, well, here you are. And she's like, well, of course it would be you, wouldn't it? And he's like, I could help you, but you're going to owe me, like, for the rest of your life. And she's like, fine.
Whatever. She's like, whatever, dude.
Because she's a very honorable bounty hunter. Yeah. We saw that in Bad Batch when the guy was like, oh my god, I'm sorry that the lead I gave you didn't pan out. Please don't kill me. And she gives him more money. She's like, if they come back, let me know. And then she leaves.
She's just cool.
Yeah, she's a very chill bounty hunter.
Yeah, I'm excited to see
her. I do like Fennec. She's one of my favorite characters that they've introduced into the universe, actually.
Oh, yeah. She was cool. It was great seeing her in Bad Batch. And Book of Boba Fett's just going to give us more stuff.
Mm-hmm. I just don't agree with the whole how Tarkin aged thing and how she's aging thing and how Obi-Wan aged.
But, you know.
Things are getting a little iffy. The more Star Wars content they make, the more iffy things start to get.
Asian people don't grow old as fast.
I wouldn't even go there now. Yeah, I wouldn't even start with that.
It's like that whole black
don't crack. It's all about your genetics and...
That's true. And also how you treat your body.
How you treat your body, what
I mean,
you
we know Boba
yourself.
Fett and Obi-Wan didn't treat their bodies very well.
Yeah, no. Well,
Boba Fett got Sarlacc pitted.
Yeah, so. And Obi-Wan was hanging out in the desert for his whole rest of his life.
Eating
like
lizards and drinking blue milk or something.
Blue milk and lizard guts. Tasty.
I mean, I'm excited to see the Obi-Wan show to see how often he goes into town and like mind tricks people.
Yeah, and that's my most excited thing about it. Just like, what's he doing?
Besides vibing.
Yeah, what's he doing? Besides just watching.
You know what? I would love to see just six episodes, 40 minutes each of him just sitting there, watching Luke from afar in his cave, just like...
I said it a while ago. So I'd be okay if it was just like 6 40-minute episodes of him having PTSD in his hut. And then it like starts on episode 4 at the very end and you're like, "All right, cool."
You're like, "Sweet."
I'm like, I just want it to be like an
in-depth
thing.
He fights Darth
thing.
Vader and then has another PTSD episode in episode 6.
Yeah, it's sounding like it's going to be less of like an in-depth in on his mind piece and more of a Obi-Wan is fighting Darth Vader
and an Inquisitor and Darth Maul. He's literally fighting all of his rogues.
And you're just like, okay.
Dude, from what this show sounds like...
I'm still excited. More Obi-Wan content.
It's Obi-Wan's greatest hits. He's going to fight Maul. He's going to fight an Inquisitor. He's going to fight Vader. Ahsoka and Rex will probably show up or some shit.
I'm sure Ahsoka will be in it.
I'm Han sure, Solo could be in there.
I'm sure you'll see clones in it, because Tamara was working on Book of Boba Fett for a really long time, and all the stages are, like, together, so it would make sense for him to show up.
Dude, it would be... I mean, he'd be younger. It would be sick if...
Yeah, they got that face tech, though. Yeah. I mean, it's 10 years after Revenge of the Sith, that's so true. It's not that
we
much
we might actually see Han Solo, because he says he knows a guy in Episode 4. He's like, I know this dude who can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows Han and Chewie.
It's very
possible.
Obviously
knows Chewie, but...
Yeah, and it's set... around the time of Solo.
Set like 5 years before Solo,
a few
years.
I think it's after Solo.
I mean, I meant 5 years before New Hope.
It's, a few years. I think it's like 6 or 7 years before New Hope, something like
it
that.
It either takes place before or after Andor. I forget.
10 years after Revenge of the Sith, Luke is 19 or 18, I think, in Episode 4. So it'd be like 8 years before Episode 4.
Yeah, so it's it's 4 years before Andor.
Mm.
So we could see all those characters, because Solo takes place... right around that time.
It's definitely the show I'm most excited for. For obvious reasons.
It's gonna be the cameo show.
Aside from that, it's gonna be the cameo.
Donald Glover.
This is like the fan service.
Kumail Nanjiani's in it.
You know, some people say, too much fan service is a bad thing. Nah. It's like, not if you haven't had it in a really long time. Not if the most fan service-y things that you've had are
not even that crazy.
Luke Skywalker and Boba Fett showing up. You know, it's like, give me some more.
Moss.
Give me more stuff. I love it.
Speaking of more stuff.
Fiending for it. Yeah, Matt
Rise
Smith.
Of Skywalker was almost good.
Matt Smith, he confirmed that he was going to be in The Rise of Skywalker. It was a rumor that went around like 2 years ago before the movie came out that he was supposed to be in it. Then obviously the movie came out and he wasn't in it. And we were all like, so what was that?
So what the fuck?
So recently during an interview with Josh Horowitz of the Happy, Sad, Confused
Isn't
podcast.
Isn't he also the guy from Star Wars Theory?
Josh Horowitz?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you said Josh.
Different guy.
Different Josh?
Different
Josh. I
want
to make sure.
Yeah, no, I saw what this dude looked like. He is not the same Josh.
Not the same Josh?
No. Shout out to Josh from Nerd Theory.
Many a Josh.
Love it. Smith said, I guess Den of Nerds is his thing. Shout out to Josh from Den of Nerds.
There you go.
Smith said a few things relating to his role. So in relation to if Smith had ever actually filmed anything for the movie, he said, we were close to me being in it, but then it just never quite happened. I think the thing they were thinking of me for, eventually the part became obsolete and they didn't need it, and so I never got to be in Star Wars.
And what do you think?
And my God, when he said that, he looked so disappointed. He was like, I never got to be in Star Wars.
I think he'll be in a Star Wars.
But he's got
Wars.
That English accent. He's like, I never got to be in Star Wars.
I never seen Star Wars, bro.
Yeah, well, he doesn't sound like that.
No,
he doesn't sound like that.
He doesn't have thick Wessex, like Raoul Cole. Accent?
Not quite.
Put him in Star Wars.
Wessex. Is that where he's from?
I don't know.
And what asked what the part would have been, he goes, I could not possibly say, but it was a pretty groovy thing. Who says groovy? It
British
was a
people.
Really groovy part in concept. It was a big thing. It was a big story detail, like a transformative Star Wars story detail, but it never quite got over the line. It was a big shift in the history of the franchise.
So you're telling me that they were going to make him be young Palpatine and impregnate Shmi?
I don't know
Anakin's
what it was
going
to be, but whatever it was going to be, he is claiming that it was going to be this huge revelatory thing for Star Wars.
He was
that
the real
got.
Snoke.
There, a lot of theories went around. I watched what Star Wars Theory said, and he was thinking, what if it was a thing of when Palpatine killed Plagueis, they showed Plagueis' essence transferring into Palpatine, so that the entire time we thought it was Palpatine, it was actually
Plagueis. Oh, yeah, we
talked
about that. That was awesome.
That's what I was
telling
you
about. That's
such
a great idea.
If that would have been it, cool, but unfortunately, unless they ever decide to go ahead with that or give him the okay to talk about it, we're just never going to know.
That'd be so cool.
And it sucks.
It makes sense.
When you have things like this and you have the actors finally coming out after a couple years and they're like, yeah, you know, there was something, but... Yeah. Yeah, and he also asked him if he ever gotten like a costume or anything.
Yeah.
He's like, no, we just had like meetings and conversations. He's like, but I never really had a part. He's like, they told me what the character was going to be and what the scene was going to be like.
Cool.
And I was like, cool, but it never really panned out.
Yeah, because you're going to tell me that Darth Sidious' master, the one who made him the most evil person ever, didn't, you know, Sidious learned everything from his master.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me he didn't
in
learn
the novel,
essence transfer?
In the novel, he was like just innately a bad guy, Sidious. Like he had it in him that he was kind of just a violent, nasty dude.
He was
going to
be the dark side man.
But... But Plagueis was the one who opened that door for him to become.
So
a dark
if Plagueis
Lord.
Was secretly essence transferring to keep himself alive, that would be fucking crazy.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, right? Because now the Plagueis novel isn't canon. Plagueis always looked at essence transfer like a joke, but it's possible that later in his life, maybe he thought this is a viable option. Because I can't figure out any other
and
way to keep myself alive.
This dude is a perfect vessel because he's a fucking governor,
and he's like mad evil, and he's got superpowers. So,
why not take his body and
I'm
rule the galaxy?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, unfortunately,
If they decanonize the Plagueis novel, it means that they want to do something with Plagueis. Anything that Disney decanonizes, well, it means they want to do something with them.
It's that new book that just came out that I told you, the Secrets of the Sith, whatever. Yeah.
Similar to the Luke perspective, it's the Sidious perspective.
Yeah, but it's like Sidious's perspective, and I don't know if it has other perspectives. These are books that I do want to get. These are the only kinds of books I have any interest in reading.
Yeah.
Star Wars books.
You like lore dump books. You don't like narrative books.
I like some narrative books, but I gotta really be into the world, you know? Like, yeah. You can't just be like, here's a brand new series of books, enjoy. Like, I was thinking about reading Dune after seeing the movie. I was like, okay.
It's a lot.
I was like, I know it's a lot, but it's a cool story, and I don't really know if I feel like waiting 2 years to get the next small bit of it, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty self-contained.
I think they're gonna make at least 3 of the movies.
Yeah, they can probably touch them. They can probably get into what's after Messiah.
I don't know.
Messiah's the second one.
I couldn't tell you.
I'm saying they could probably get into whatever.
I don't know shit about Dune other than desert power.
What is the first desert power? I think the first book is going to be the first 2 movies. So, probably. Anyway, I'm excited for more Dune.
Yeah, maybe. Cool.
So, next little bit. Andy Serkis. I just added this because I don't know if we talked about it. Andy Serkis is going to be in Andor.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably going to be Snoke.
Yeah, or the guy that Snoke is based on.
Or Andy Serkis in Star Wars.
Yeah, just Andy Serkis in Star Wars.
He's a mocap guy, but he also isn't because he was Claw in Marvel. So
you know, if Andor is anything about like just a show of them trying to start the rebellion, what if Andy Serkis is a escaped Jedi and he's really powerful with the Force, and the whole thing is he's like, I'm on the run because Palpatine is sending his guys looking for me specifically. Don't know why. Couldn't know why, but they really want me, you know? And we know why.
Yeah.
Because he's Snoke. And he wants to take his DNA and he wants to clone these really powerful Force-sensitive clones that he can put his own shit into. Because as far as we know, Snoke is like a gene-spliced thing. He's not supposed to be like a Palpatine clone. He's just...
He's a Palpatine essence with someone.
He's just like in there. He's controlling
supposed to be a body.
It's like just controlling Snoke.
Yeah. It's going to be cool to see what Andy Serkis is going to do. Because whether or not he's Snoke or anyone else, he's always great.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was actually just thinking about this. Benicio Del Toro DJ. Show him up. Have him show up.
Yeah, have him be like a real character.
No, not in Andor, because that's way too old. Because Del Toro's character in Last Jedi is probably like as old as Del Toro was, so you have to cut it back. Book of Boba Fett, though. DJ, we need a hacker to get into this space that I need to take over. Hey, I'm over here.
I'm weird. Do they get Tom Hardy to play?
Oh, dude.
Get Tom Hardy.
Need a young
give
DJ.
Him like a, give him like a bronzer tan.
And give him like a weird nose.
Yeah, weird nose. Set him up.
Dude, yes, dude.
I got a pep site. I got a hacking skill. All right. The last bit of news that we got here.
Big stuff. Cool
stuff. It is. It's just a rumor right now. It's not even anything official. But a new animated series featuring the fallen Sith Lord Maul following the events of Clone Wars Season 7 is rumored to be in production. The rumor originating from Cinelink suggests Maul would lead a series exploring his time with Crimson Dawn prior to the events of Solo. And the cast would reportedly include Sam Witwer, Dee Bradley Baker, and Matt Lanter, with Cinelink also asserting that Paul Bettany will once again play Dryden Voss.
Yeah, boy! So bring him back!
I've had this idea in my head because there was
all the clones?
Any clone?
I don't know if he played anybody that was in the Shadow Collective.
No, you could be like clones, really anybody.
He could be Jesse.
Because it would still be in like a transitional period too. But yeah, there was a Legends thing where Darth Vader gets into a battle with Darth Maul, and I can't even tell if it was really Darth Maul or not, but it looks like Darth Maul, so I'm going to say it was. They're like, he's a Sith Lord, but it's like a bunch of dudes in a cave, and they just have Darth Maul. I'm like, why is he hanging out with you guys? Where did any of this come from? And, there's not a lot of good stories.
Oh yeah, and Matt Lanter, who is obviously Anakin.
Exactly. So I'm saying that this might be the thing, because you've seen Rebels at this point, and you've seen that when they finally find Maul, he's chilling by himself in the Sith Temple on Malachor.
Because he was just going.
He's just like hermiting. Like
he wasn't living there.
He doesn't have any like bodyguards or security or any of his Crimson Dawn Shadow Collective.
And we know
anything.
That he had a falling out with Kira because Kira comes back in the new comics around Episode 5.
I'm expecting whatever this is to probably be Kira getting into a deal with the Empire to screw over Maul, root him out. Vader's gonna show up. Fight Maul, and Maul's gonna be like, "Damn, I'ma die," and then he's gonna make an escape and
Kira
run away,
to not be around
and that's
that
what's
point.
Gonna put him on that path of now I just need to figure out how to destroy the Sith. Mm-hmm. It's not even about me making money and building up my power anymore. He's like, all I fucking care about is winning and accomplishing my goals at this point.
Yeah, Kira never met Vader in the comics before.
If this is really happening, I would put money on it. You're going to have a Maul versus Vader fight.
Which was something we've been waiting for.
And this is something I've been waiting for literal fucking years. Ever since they officially brought Darth Maul back in Clone Wars, I was like, when's he going to fight Darth Vader? When's he going to fight Darth Vader?
That was so cool.
I was like, this is going to be sick. When's he going to fight Darth Vader? You know, but
we know Vader has to win. But, I mean, technically, either of them could win.
Either
of them. They die in different timelines.
Yeah.
But Vader has always been stronger than Darth Maul.
Just one of them just has to get away before the final blow is dealt.
I think Maul will probably chop a limb off, and then
I think
Vader will be like,
I think Vader wins that fight, though.
Oh, yeah.
Ultimately, because Maul will be like, look at you. You're just a robot now. And Vader will be like, but I got the Force. And, and Maul will be like, whoa.
I fought one of you before. General Grievous was a bitch.
Yeah, General Grievous was a big bitch. Speaking of General Grievous, how about the deleted scene I sent you?
Oh, my God. I thought I sent it to you a while back.
Maybe. Cuts off his limbs and rips his heart out.
Shoots
it with a gun. And then kicks his dead body off the ledge.
Imagine that's what we got.
That would have been
George
insane.
Lucas is like, hold on. Like, he just gets shot in the heart and dies in the fucking movie. But,
he gets shot a few times.
Yeah, but imagine if they kept all
the
cowering
in the corner.
Yeah, oh my god.
Obi-Wan, this isn't very Jedi of you.
That's why they cut it out, because Obi-Wan's being a fucking sadistic asshole.
He's like, what if I, like, tortured this guy?
What if I fucked this dude up?
Like, cut his fucking limbs off and then, like, ripped his heart out of his chest with my bare hands and threw it on the ground and shot it. Like, what the fuck?
This is around the same time that he heard that his girlfriend was dead. He was like, no, no.
That he heard. I mean, watched it happen. Died in his arms.
He was in a bad headspace.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, the Shadow Collective stuff is going to be sick.
I hope this is actually happening, because I would love it.
I said we might see some of that stuff in Kenobi, so it's waiting until 2022 until we get crazy.
I would love that, too, because Darth Maul would still be alive in the events of Kenobi.
Yeah, he's alive up until Rebels Season 3, right?
I think so, yeah.
So he's around.
He could come in, right? Maybe
he's around right before Yavin.
But the only way that works is if Obi-Wan is off Tatooine. He has to not be on Tatooine at that point. He has to have emerged, right? And Darth Maul
Maul comes back to Tatooine.
He finds out using the Sith holocron.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if he knows that Obi-Wan is on Tatooine, why would he keep looking for him anywhere
else? You think Kenobi's going to fight if Maul's in the show?
I'm telling you right now, Obi-Wan is not staying on Tatooine the entire show.
I mean, yeah, it would be too easy.
He has to leave, because especially if we want to see him with Maul and stuff, he really has to leave, because then Maul has to know that he's resurfacing and he is alive, mm-hmm. right? Because in Rebels, it seems like he's like, oh, he's alive on the planet with twin sons.
He's alive.
And you're like, oh, of course, he's been looking for him since Order 66. But it's like, no, maybe he's been looking for him since he saw him on a planet when he reemerged. Yeah. And he's like, where the fuck did you go?
We might also
man?
Not see them.
Where did
again?
You go?
We might see Maul either just show up to do Crimson Dawn stuff to lay some subplot throughout the universe, or he fights Darth Vader in this one.
Free Park's posting a lot of Darth Maul stuff.
Oh, no, we know he's going to do stuff.
Throw that out there, you know? Yeah,
but what if they're secretly filming Solo 2?
There's a lot of Darth Maul things that Ray Park's been like, hey, look at me wearing Darth Maul makeup. It's like, was this me during Solo? Probably. Does this mean I'm not doing Darth Maul stuff right now? No.
No one will ever know. Ugh. Anything you have to say before closing out to our main stuff?
No, not particularly.
Wanted to make sure.
All right, thank you for listening. You can follow the podcast.
No! It's like I'm talking about Dathomir. All right, man, we got some Son of Dathomir bits. We got the publication and synopsis from Wikipedia, and I edited it down a tad.
Nice.
Yeah, man. Sometimes I don't like reading all the gobbledygook and the repetition.
The gobbledygook.
But I might have missed some stuff, so bear with us. So, Son of Dathomir is a 4-issue comic, a canon comic book miniseries from Dark Horse Comics, written by Jeremy Barlow and illustrated by Juan Frigeri, with inker Mauro Vargas and colorist Wes DeZoba.
Yeah, a lot of people working on this.
Yeah, this is a big one. Son of Dathomir is an adaptation of unproduced scripts from Star Wars The Clone Wars, which is part of the 6th season. The episodes that Son of Dathomir are based on were not completed and therefore not released as actual episodes. The story is part of the Clone Wars legacy line,
which is since
similar
been
to Dark Disciples and most of it.
Yeah.
Crystal
all,
Crisis
all
on Utapau and
all of Clone Wars has.
Yeah.
I would say that all that stuff can be canon still.
Oh, Crystal Crisis
like, why
is canon?
Yeah, why not?
Crystal Crisis is
canon.
They good.
Literally bring in Cad Bane and he's got a metal plate in his head. You didn't tell me he didn't get shot in the face
mm-hmm.
by Boba Fett? Yo, okay.
The dude, yeah. He shows up in Bad Batch and he takes that helmet off and he's the cowboy hat off. He does have the metal plate right in his head.
Yeah.
So we'll probably see that as a flashback.
It can all be canon.
Dude.
As far as I'm concerned, it all is canon.
It is. Because Filoni's still writing it. So he's like, this happened. We just didn't get to show it.
But they wrote it so that it would fit. And so far, they haven't made anything that doesn't fit.
Exactly.
So let's jump into issue one. So
yeah,
in the aftermath of the events of the Lawless,
which is
an episode from Clone Wars.
There we go.
If you want to watch it, go watch it.
That's the one with Savage and Maul fighting Sidious.
I believe so, yeah.
Right after he kills the team.
Yes. Yeah, and he's like, oh, my boss, it's a presence I've not felt since Master.
He's like, boy, my dad.
Darth Maul has been captured by Darth Sidious, his former master, and imprisoned in the Spire, a Separatist prison on Stygian Prime. Sidious is followed by Gar Saxon and Rook Cass, two of Maul's Death Watch followers, on orders from Mandalorian Mandalorian Prime Minister Almec to free Maul
from
prison.
Yeah, dude, look, Almec's here. Remember that guy?
I do remember him.
Asshole?
He is an asshole. He's a big piece of shit. Guy sucks. The arrival of Sidious' new apprentice, Count Dooku, angers Maul, who views him as a Sith pretender and unworthy of the title of Sith Lord.
Which is facts.
We'll talk about that. I kind of think Dooku is a little bit unworthy, but whatever. Sidious and Dooku have Maul, and Sidious explains... Wait, what? Sidious and Dooku leave? Oh, I thought it said have. I'm like, excuse? Leave. Maul and Sidious explains that he imprisoned Maul to draw out Mother Talzin, leader of the Night Sisters, so she can be destroyed as a potential threat to the eventual Sith rule of the galaxy. My God, these sentences are like tongue twisters.
Dude, Wikipedia people, no offense to you guys, you do great work, but you're not grammatically correct a lot of the times.
Yeah, sometimes it's rough.
And that was one of the sentences I must have missed.
I
try to fix some stuff.
I have Grammarly and Google both going, what the fuck?
Yeah, they're like, bro.
Sidious orders Dooku to find out more information about Maul's Shadow Collective, as Maul will end up believing that the Sith want to destroy his army and seek out Mother Talzin for help.
I like how they still call it the Shadow Collective, and I wonder when it actually transitions into Crimson Dawn. Because we
see that in this Maul animated series.
Probably. It'll probably be called Crimson Dawn. It won't be called Shadow Collective.
That'd be sick, dude.
Or if it's just called Maul.
Yeah.
Either Maul or save Maul for a live action show, because can't get enough Maul.
Crimson Menace.
I mean, not wrong.
Crimson Dawn and Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
Palpatine's the Phantom Menace, but Maul died in that movie, so...
But Maul was there.
While Dooku interrogates Maul, Cass and Saxon mount their rescue. The two Mandalorians reach their captive leader and free him from his restraints, blast out a wall of the interrogation cell, and make their escape in the Gauntlet.
Dude, I hate Gar Saxon. I think he's such a bitch.
He is a bitch.
He sucks, dude. He's always like, oh man, I don't want to do this.
Gar Saxon's a piece of shit.
Gar Saxon sucks.
He's like the actual, because he just wants to lead Mandalore.
Yeah, because he's like, I want Maul to give me the sword.
He's like, what if I was the leader of Mandalore? Wouldn't that be cool? And then Rebels happens, and he's like, I'm the leader of Mandalore. And they're like, you ain't shit.
And he gets got.
Yeah, and he gets like murdered.
And Rook is always like, shut up, dude. He's a Sith Lord. He will kill you.
Yeah, I don't even think we know what happens to Rook, do we?
I don't think so.
She's just, like, not in Rebels.
Yeah, she'll probably die in Kenobi.
Ooh. Ooh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. If Maul's in it, why not have Crimson Dawn? You know?
It could be good, man. This could be, like,
live action Gar Saxon?
Oh, no.
Live action bitch.
It's just Cobb Vanth.
No!
Separatist forces led by General Grievous pursue the ship, and Dooku makes it clear that Maul is not to be killed, only weakened. That way he can seek out Mother Talzin for help. With Separatist forces in pursuit, Maul and the Mandalorians reach Zambar, where Maul reclaims his Darksaber and tells his Mandalorians that the war is at hand.
This is a cool scene.
Separatists arrive on the moon and launch all their forces against Maul. Death Watch is overwhelmed by droid soldiers, while Maul faces Grievous in single combat. They clash sabers like twice, and then Maul jumps away.
Yeah.
While his army is left badly damaged, Maul orders his fighters to bomb the area. Maul manages to escape amidst the chaos and orders his surviving forces to retreat.
And you want to do notes after each issue or at the end?
We'll do it after each issue. Yeah.
So you got any notes for issue one? I don't got much.
Unfortunately, I only wrote notes for issues one and two.
Yeah,
I don't even think I fully notated issue two. So let's jump in my issue one. I like what Maul says to Palpatine at the beginning. He goes, there's a purpose for everything in the galaxy and a way to destroy it. And Palpatine remarks this as a lesson which he taught to Maul. And it really just kind of shows you how Palpatine's training style is, and
he literally
the way, and like
since
the
message. We see that he adopts him as a child.
We see some cool stuff. He actually steals him away.
Yeah, it's
from
not.
Talzin.
Well, I think Talzin gives it to her. Gives it to him.
I think that they were trying to work out a deal or something. But Palpatine was just like, mind bye,
boy, okay, bye.
Because I don't think she wanted her son to be brutally like tortured and turned into a murder machine that forgot who she was.
Yeah.
That was probably not the goal for her. She's probably like, oh, yeah, and I'll work with you. And together, Maul will become like the leader of our together army as we take over the galaxy. Palpatine was like, yeah, right, leader of the army as I take over the galaxy. Sounds great.
You are not the father.
Yeah, but I'll still take him.
But what if I was his daddy?
Oh, no, his master.
Yeah, so Palpatine's a fucked up guy.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, just this concept
that's
that
the youngest guy
everything in the galaxy has a purpose. And then you can just destroy it when you're done.
What's
with
cool
it.
Is Maul and Vader have very similar upbringings. They're both taken in way too old to be trained properly, so they all end up being
not
fucked.
Maul. Maul's taken in at the perfect age. He's literally trained into the perfect killing machine. He's just too crazy.
Because
that's
his
problem.
He's a Dathomirian. And Dathomirian males are a little barbaric.
Yeah, he's got that Knight Brother shit going on, yeah. And the problem is Palpatine raised this guy to want nothing but to kill. So by the time he's old enough to do it, he's like, all I want to do is kill. But Palpatine also never wanted Maul to... Like, for all the shit that Palpatine says about, like, wanting an apprentice to surpass him, I think he was like Orochimaru, where he just wants a strong body, right?
Yeah.
I just want something that I can get into.
I just
want
to get this guy.
Yeah, he's like, I just need a new suit to slip into when I get too old.
That's literally what he was probably doing with Maul. And Maul died and then broke away. And Sidious was like, fuck.
Because I don't know if it's in Son of Dathomir. I don't think it is. I think it's in something else. But Sidious remarks that Maul was like the perfect Sith apprentice.
I think it's
because he was just so full of rage and he was so focused on just destroying. And that's really what it was about.
I think it's in the first volume of the Marvel Darth Maul book.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's in that one.
Yeah, because... And if you think about it, Maul really is like the perfect Sith. Only thing that Palpatine didn't give him was the knowledge and the cunning and the know-how. Mm. And it's because he never wanted him to surpass him.
No.
He's like,
that's the problem.
He's like, I want you to get to the point where you want to try and kill me, but never be actually able to do it because you don't know.
Dude, that's
like, you're the kind of dude who's going to challenge me in open combat and be like, let's do this. Yeah. It's time for me to take you on. Whereas I literally killed my master while he was taking a nap.
Yeah, dude. That's what happens with Ventress and Grievous and Savage near the end, too.
They come out in open challenge.
Yeah, Dooku doesn't want them to be so strong as him, so he teaches them a little bit less, and they still challenge him, and he's like, I can still fuck you up.
That's also because Palpatine was like, you can have apprentices, but they cannot be Sith.
Yeah.
He's like, you can teach them dark side things, but the second they start like becoming as strong as you and they got the eyes, it's no good.
Yeah, which is why Ventress had the lightsabers and they took her when she was young.
Mm-hmm.
And then Grievous was just a robot guy that they gave
weapons.
Yeah,
he's
a bounty hunter.
Dooku just taught him lightsaber.
He was like a Khaleesi.
A Khaleesh.
Khaleesh, that's what it is. Not a Khaleesi.
Khaleesi
that's
is what
dragons.
They call it. Yeah.
Grievous is the mother of dragons.
Daenerys. Daenerys Stormborn.
Grievous Targaryen.
Maul, his eyes, they look fucking all like crazy, like ravenous
crazy.
When he sees Dooku, because he's effectively looking at his replacement. Yeah. I love the detail.
He's but like, Dad got to know,
I gotta give it to these comics. Son of Dathomir is really well
drawn.
That's
why Marvel chose to keep
it. It looks so good.
They were like, this has to stay.
It's probably one of my favorite looking comics, just in general.
And you can give some thanks to Juan Fergieri.
Thanks, Juan. Palpatine talks of destroying Talzin. He's obviously afraid of what she can do to his plan. She's got
magic.
She's got the voodoo witch magic.
Force,
literally in the Clone Wars, she like infested Dooku and like controlled him.
She does that in this one too.
Yeah, it's crazy.
She does it a lot. Dooku's just kind of
like,
she's
like, what if I took you over?
And he's like, don't actually.
I wrote that the Mandalorians bomb level 3 of the prison, but Dooku knows they're going to level 7 where Maul is, and then I wrote, can't mix up the count.
Can't cross the count,
sorry,
bitch.
Your mix game is too weak. The count saw that coming. He read you like a book.
Dude, if he's anything like the count from Sesame Street, he knows what's up.
I'm going to dive into a small rant here. Very small.
For sure.
Maul has his robot legs during torture. Several questions.
His robot legs.
Several questions.
Not his claw legs or his robot human
His
legs?
Robot legs, like regular legs.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
These are the ones the Mandalorians gave him.
Yeah.
If the legs can be removed, why wouldn't they remove them prior to the torture?
That
so if he did manage to get free, he can't walk.
That's a good idea. Makes a lot of sense.
Also, assuming the legs are mechanical, he gets force lightninged.
Short circuit.
I feel like they just shouldn't work anymore.
But Mandalorian magic.
All right, let's
Mandalorian
just say that.
Magic mixed with the with the Talzin magic.
Even if they're made of Beskar or whatever, you know, take the legs off. I would have personally used my lightsaber to cut his legs off to make sure he wasn't going anywhere. Because if they're not real, you're technically not harming him. Not that Dooku and Palpatine care about committing war crimes on their prisoners, but Well, then, get rid of his legs.
Well, they gave him the legs so he could escape to go to Towson. That's the plan.
I know. I get that.
I get what you're coming from.
It's like,
but they wanted to use him, right. So they gave him the legs as an advantage.
I feel like it would have played a little bit better into their plan, though, because Towson literally later on says, oh, Palpatine let you escape. Like, if he didn't have his legs, he would be like, yeah, well, I find that hard to believe because he took my fucking legs.
Yeah, oh, yeah. If he didn't have his legs, like, he'd be like, nah.
I feel like maybe that would have been a little bit more mind gamey, but maybe. That was really my biggest thing. Take his legs.
Take his legs.
Take his fucking legs.
It's like with Grievous. Take his legs.
Yeah, you don't get legs.
Why do you put him in handcuffs and you can just cut all his limbs off? The only thing that's really human, in quotes, because he's a Kalesh, is his, like, one lung, his heart, and his eyes.
He's got a brain.
Yeah.
He's got his eyes, lungs, and a heart.
He looks like the Mars from the Martian.
I think he's got a stomach. I'm not sure.
I don't know if he eats.
I don't know if he eats either. He might get all of his nutrients through intravenous.
Nice. Yum, yum.
Intravenous.
Just brings a lot of milkshakes.
Thank you, General Milkshake. Grievous insists they should have killed Maul when they had the chance, but Dooku protests Palpatine's plans are not to be questioned. The loyalty to Dooku for Palpatine is insane, especially considering who Maul is and what he's capable of.
But also, Dooku tries to betray Sidious at every single point he's able to.
Yes.
He's literally training Ventress and Grievous and Savage to overthrow Palpatine, yet he's so, like, blindly devoted.
I don't even know if he's training, like, Ventress and Savage to help him overthrow Palpatine.
That's what he says.
I think he's kind of just putting Savage on, like, the front, you know? It's just, like, because I don't know if he actually thinks any of these people will be any help against Palpatine.
Well, he knows he's strong, but he knows if he has someone to distract Sidious, then he can go and get him.
I'm not even entirely sure if... Like, when he finds out that Sidious and Palpatine are, like, one and the same.
I think he knows pretty early on.
You would hope.
You would like to think that Palpatine would tell him. But then again, Palpatine is not a good communicator.
Or at the very least, that he could discern that, right? It's like...
Yeah. Palpatine would be the worst relationship partner.
I know there's a Dooku novel out there that might explain more of it.
Got it right there, bro.
Oh, well, then read it and tell me if he finds out
at the
beginning.
I'll probably just listen to the audio drama.
The audio drama.
Yeah, it's what it's based off. It's a drama. Script. I mean, probably. That's what they're called, audio dramas.
Okay.
Audio wars.
Poor Dooku. Getting all dramatic.
Dooku's very dramatic. He wears very fancy pajamas.
He's a count.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
you gotta be dramatic if you're a count.
He's rich.
He always walks in and he's like, hello.
Unfurling his cape.
Yeah.
Hello
there. He fucking bellows,
Sigourney,
dude.
Sigourney gets it.
Yeah, he bellows.
Maul hyping up the Mandalorians to fight with him on Zanbar makes his betrayal during season 7 so much funnier.
He's like, you got this!
Yeah,
Just kidding.
He gets these guys hyped up to fight all in his name all the time, but when the time comes for him to help them, he's like, oof, Nabi.
And he's like,
he's die well, Mandalorian. And then he just leaves. He's like, ah, this is what you've been waiting for, oh, war! And they're like, yeah! And then they're like, Maul, we need your help! And he's like, sucks, and he runs away.
He's like, good luck, bitch.
I'm laughing my ass off reading it with the context now.
Dude, it's cool.
And the panel work for the battle in Zanbar is amazing. You get a great sense of how ferocious Maul is on the battlefield as he jumps around and cuts down droids with ease. Even the Magna Guards are nothing to Maul. He's just slicing through them. So when see him in Revenge
Grievous
of the
is
Sith,
like, go get him.
And the Magna Guards are like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And Obi-Wan's like, what the fuck, even with this,
yeah,
right?
He's like, whoa.
And you just see Maul killing like four or five of them in one go. He's just like...
They kill a bunch in the Clone Wars pretty easily.
They do.
Yeah. So
the Magna Guards have like varying levels of power.
Because it's weird that like Obi-Wan is like, this is weird. In episode 3, but in Clone Wars, she's like, chew, got him.
A Magna Guard. I know how to deal with this.
Let's fuck this dude up.
Part of the problem with doing Clone Wars after Revenge of the Sith.
I know, you should have did it in the middle and held off until 2021 to do Revenge of the Sith.
And at the end of issue 1, Dooku actually praises Grievous for his victory over Maul.
He's like, good job, dude.
I thought it was funny because he rarely ever does that.
Yeah.
When we were covering Clone Wars, I thought it was funny all the time because Grievous would be like, I did this! And Dooku would be like, you could have done better! And then he hangs up and Grievous is just like, ah! And he like smashes
he's
the
like,
control
Dad,
panel.
Fucking
he's like,
doesn't love me!
Bitch! He's like, I'm trying so hard!
it's accurate.
I love it. It's like that goofy, catty, like, relationship bullshit, you know?
Star Wars has a lot of that stuff.
It's just funny. Yeah. I love it when they get little moments.
Let's hop into issue 2.
Yeah, issue 2.
In the retreat from Zanbar, Maul contacts Mother Talzin just as Sidious and Dooku intended. Talzin uses Night Sister Mumbo Jumbo to speak to Maul and anticipates that the Sith want to lure her into a trap. Refusing to play along, Talzin sends Maul to Ord Mantell without her, where he is to regroup with his Black Sun allies and prepare another battle with the Separatists. Meanwhile, Dooku and Grievous prepare their own strategy en route to the planet. Maul and his allies plan to lure the Separatists into a specific point in Ord Mantell City. Oh, man, is it Sid's bar? Where the Mandalorians, Black Sun, and Pike syndicates will engage in an attack against the invading droid army.
This would have been so cool to see animated, dude.
I'm telling you.
This would have been probably the most expensive.
You can tie it into the Bad Batch.
This would have been the most expensive, probably, like, series of episodes for them to do. Because it's literally, giant wars in a row.
It's a bunch of fights.
It's like, big-ass battle, big-ass battle, big-ass battle. What's the budget looking like? Yeah, we can't afford to do that. We're going to need to do, like, 4 episodes of Yoda hanging out with ghosts instead.
And so we can save out on the animation. But Mark Hamill's
sounds
in
good.
He Mark is. Hamill's Darth Bane.
Darth Bane. It's pretty sick.
They're fighting against the invading droid army, and a team of Knight Brothers, led by Brother Vicious, or Viscus.
I think it's Viscus.
Viscus. Arrives on orders from Mother Talzin to reinforce Maul's army. As Maul greets the Knight Brothers, the Separatists begin their attack, using their fleet to bombard Sid's bar. The Shadow Collective begins carrying out their defense with the Separatists, while the Separatists deploy their droid forces on the surface. Once the... Shut up.
I can't stop thinking of the song we were listening to last night.
Oh, dude, it's so good. Sid's Mix Volume 2, baby. Check it out on Spotify. It's really good. It's just the last song in it. It's good. Oh, man, it's groovy.
It is.
Once there, they are met in battle by a limited but powerful number of Shadow Collective troops, Mandalorians, Pikes, and the Black Suns. The guys we've been talking about.
Ugh.
Meanwhile, Count Dooku arrives with a number of droid guards while Maul leaves the surface and makes his way to the Separatist fleet. He and his ships attack the Separatist command vessel while Grievous realizes the Separatists have been lured into a trap.
The trap! It's a trap!
He should have said it. On the surface, Dooku is confronted by the Knight Brothers, and the duel ensues between the Sith Lord and the Dathomirian warriors.
He murders the shit out of some of these guys.
These guys don't have lightsabers. They just have, like, barbarian weapons.
They're like, we got this.
And they have, like, sticks.
I'm like, I wouldn't.
I'd be like, I'm good.
I'm like, I wouldn't even try.
He has a lightsaber.
He has the lightsaber and the Force.
And the lightning.
Like,
Dooku knows the lightning.
You guys are fucked. I'd be like, can I be on your side?
Yeah, I will defect. The droid army advances on the Shadow Collective and takes Maul's forces into custody, while the renegade Sith Lord himself continues his space assault. He and the Mandalorian warriors board the Separatist command ship and take General Grievous into custody, and they force the Kalish Cyborg to disable all battle droids on the surface. The disabling of the droids allows the Shadow Collective forces to regroup and capture Dooku. Maul then contacts Mother Talzin to tell her what has happened, and she promises that with Dooku and Grievous in custody, Sidious will soon be captured, and they will fulfill their quest of vengeance against the Dark Lord. This is a good one. Issue 2 was a lot more action than the first one. The first one had a little bit of setup.
I'm going to say right now, we haven't even got there yet. If I was Mother Talzin, I would never at any point have told Darth Maul to come back to Dathomir.
No.
I'd be like, go literally anywhere else.
Dude, she shows up with her magic all the time. Why can't she just be like, bring them to a planet far away from us, and then I'll just zap them with magic.
It'll be lit.
Yeah, it'll be sick.
I've set up a bunch of magic Dathomir pots on a different planet that I'm not on. All you have to do is get them
there. And we'll bring the zombies there.
I can do my magic.
And we'll have the zombies and the ghosts attack the Jedi.
It'll be sick. Even though Grievous proved once that it doesn't do anything, because he just cares for them.
He's got them.
So issue 2. Talzin just smokes up.
Yeah.
She just like...
She smokes and tokes, baby.
Like Maul's like, come to me. And then he's just like... and he gets all high. And yep. Mother Talzin's like, I'm here, my son. She turns into smoke several times in the Clone Wars series, including when she uses the technique to escape Grievous' first attack on Dathomir after killing old Daka.
Oh no, Daka.
No, not old Daka. It makes me wonder why Daka didn't smoke out. She just took Grievous' lightsaber right
to the chest. She just took it. I mean... We'll see that later on. Why didn't she just smoke out later?
She was like, I'm just going to sit here and get
She's like, out. I guess I'll just die. It's literally every Star Wars character. They can always manage to escape, and they're like, I guess I'll die.
I guess I'll die.
Dude, Grievous has his tactical retreats. At the one time he doesn't tactically retreat, he gets killed by Obi-Wan.
Mm-hmm.
Coincidence? I think not.
I actually don't have very many more notes for this issue.
You have none for 3
I have Talzin insist that it was a part of Palpatine's plan for Maul to escape prison, and she's totally right.
Yep. She got it on the head, dude. On the head. What are you doing?
I'm making sure I'm not getting towed.
Why would you get towed?
Nobody... There's still technically a no parking sign out
there.
Yeah,
but...
And if somebody calls...
We've had cars there overnight for days.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, nobody cares.
I just heard a truck, and I was like...
You're a scourge?
I was like, who's coming?
You're like, ruh-roh.
I'm like, they got me. I'm like, they got me on the Saturday in the middle of the day.
You want to lead the charge on issue 3?
I will lead the charge on issue 3.
It is a doozy.
Where the fuck... Am I, like, in the middle of it? Right? There it is.
This is a big one.
A team of Jedi arrives on Ord Mantell to investigate the aftermath of the battle and recognizes the connection between Darth Maul and the Mandalorians once they recover a Death
Watch. This issue's cool because all the Jedi are just like, we're in the story now.
I hate that they never canonically call them the Mandalorians.
That's a good one. I've never even thought of that. The Mandalorians. Like, that's good.
What the fuck, man?
That's gold right there.
Mace Windu contacts Palps to inform him that Maul was behind the attack, which he's very much aware of.
Because he's Darth Sidious.
Yeah, he just knows everything. He's playing both sides all day long.
All day, every day.
All day, every day, forever. Windu hopes to use this information to capture Maul and Dooku and to use their captures to end the Clone Wars. This will end the Clone War. I feel like I've heard that before.
Windu always says it. That's his catchphrase.
This will be the event that ends the Clone War.
Yeah, bet.
Seven seasons later.
Fuck.
I can't believe it's still not over. Windu then speaks to fellow... I'm assuming the word Jedi was there.
There was.
To fellow Jedi, Obi-Wan, Tip Lee, and Aayla Secura. For those of you who don't know, Tip Lee and Tiplar were those two sisters, and Tiplar was killed by Tup.
Yep.
Big sad.
Yeah. Dude, I didn't realize that Fives gets frozen. No, I'm sorry, Kix gets frozen in time, and then he shows up later in the timeline.
Does he?
Yeah. Oh, you don't know about this.
No.
So there is a Jedi, there's a clone trooper who's still alive in the... in the young form, in, I want to say, it's episode 7 and 8's timeline, because he teams up with Sadan Uthan, or whatever his name is, the red dude, the Crimson Vanguard.
Okay.
And, where's the issue? I might have it. It's real cool. Yeah, so Kix gets frozen after his chip malfunctions in season 5, I want to say.
Uh-huh.
And he ends up, it's in one of these, he ends up... teaming up with some of these dudes to fight just like random ass people. And it's just super cool to see, like, oh man, this is a clone trooper who's young and he's doing stuff.
Yeah, during the 7 and 8 time. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, I'll find it.
That's really cool.
I thought you knew about it. He's one of the only surviving clone troopers for that timeline. Real sick.
Very cool, man.
Sorry to interrupt. I just thought about it.
No, that's cool. So, together the Jedi surmise that Maul may have headed to a Mandalorian asteroid outpost. Kenobi volunteers himself along with Tip Lee to investigate the outpost. Meanwhile, on said outpost, Maul contacts Darth Sidious and informs him that Dooku and Grievous have been captured. How does Maul just have Sidious's, like, phone number?
He does.
Like, what's up with that?
It's an old...
It's like, once you have it, you never lose it?
It's an old frequency thing.
It's, like, connected to him. Like, yeah. he can just give him a ring whenever he wants.
Like, I got your number, bitch.
It's me again. Yes, Maul, I know it's you again.
You keep calling me,
Keep calling me from different planets and pinging your address around so I can't find you. I get it. It's not funny. What do you want?
Fucking stop.
I'm going to do this every day until you're dead. And then even after, I'm going to fill up your voicemail. Inbox. Damn. Sidious tells Maul to kill them. Yeah, he does. Maul is just like, I got your boys. And Sidious is like, whatever. I don't care. He's like, kill him if you want. Maul instead orders Grievous to be taken into custody, and he does. So the Jedi begin their approach toward... Wait, what?
He does. He got some.
I just feel like... as he does so... As he does so, the Jedi begin their approach towards the outpost, and Tipley fears that Kenobi will be unable to control his emotions under control, will be able to keep his emotions under control because Maul killed his girlfriend, Duchess Satine.
Killed the girlfriend.
I'd be pretty pissed, too.
Yeah.
As the Republic approaches, Maul offers Dooku a choice, become an ally or die. Mother Talzin then appears in a cloud of smoke and reveals that she too was once betrayed by Darth Sidious and that Darth Maul is her son. Bum, bum, bum.
Oh shit, dude. Can you fucking believe it?
I think it's funny that Talzin's like, yes, Dooku, even though I really hate you too, I'm going to also try and convince you to help us because look, your boss sucks. And
he's a big stinky
Dooku's like, you're right, he does suck. The Republic ships make their way through the gauntlet fighter fire towards the base.
Fire.
Love it. Grievous uses the chaos to make it into an escape pod. While Dooku agrees to join Maul and fight against Kenobi's boarding party. They engage in a lightsaber duel, which is joined by Windu and Sakura. Dooku kills Tipley. Now both the sisters are dead. No! While the Mandalorians shoot a small missile towards the Jedi, incapacitating them. This gives Maul and Dooku time to escape, because Maul is not going to kill Obi-Wan. Why would he? Windu contacts Palpy and informs him of what happened, to which he is very aware of.
Yep.
Deja vu. Windu also speculates that the battle proves Dooku is the Sith Master. Yeah. And then you wrote, I love Wikipedia. They make all these things for people who, just in case, don't know Star Wars. So they write, this is an incorrect assessment that Palpatine, the true Dark Lord, allows the Jedi to believe. And it's bad.
And it's bad.
And it's bad. Yeah, so issue 3, they had that really cool asteroid base that was pretty sick. Yeah. It's literally just built into the side. It's very similar to the forge that we saw in the Ninth Jedi.
Probably
for Visions. Reference. It's very, very similar, just a little base built into the side of an asteroid. You just sent it to me.
I thought I had it on top. It must be one of my boxes.
Tipley and Tiplar are now both officially dead, anybody who is wondering what happened to their other sister, read this comic.
Yeah, and they're Meekins.
And I'm going to recommend you just read this comic anyway, because it's so fucking cool.
And it's canon.
It's canon, it looks great, it's a good story, you know, it's a really good one. I highly recommend it, can't recommend it enough. Dooku, he joins Maul for the time being, and seemingly, when I first read this, I was like, he joins his side? But then I was like, wait a minute, in episode 3, Anakin cuts his fucking head off.
You're like, nah.
Doesn't correlate. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't stay with that
I'm
long.
Like, so whatever happens at the end of this, he's going to obviously have to go back to his own side.
You read that, and you're like, oh, that's cool. Oh, wait.
I was like, dude, that's so sick. Wait a minute.
He's about to have a splitting headache.
I was thinking that there might be more issues after issue 4, where it was going to be maybe like, an issue or two of Dooku and Maul hanging out, starting to build a rapport.
Just like the beginning of
and
this
And then
one.
Palpatine comes in, he's like, are you really going to betray me? And Dooku's like,
no.
No.
Oh, wait, shit.
Oh, wait, hold up, bad idea. Didn't expect you to show up in the flesh.
Ooh, got him.
yeah, I mean, there's not really a lot to say other than I think it's really cool, you know? Yeah. If we wanted to do a really in-depth thing, which we don't really ever go super-duper in-depth on this stuff. We try to go a little bit, but... the thing about Maul being Talzin's son is cool.
Yeah.
Like, actual son, not just a Knight brother that's on the
I wish
the
we
planet.
Got to find out his real name, though.
Yeah, we never do.
Nope. I think if we get a Maul TV show, we'll get one.
Several times he goes, I've forgotten my own name, now I'm just Maul.
Yep.
And they're like, you're Darth Maul.
He's kind of.
I think it's Ahsoka who goes, Darth Maul, and he goes, once I was Darth, now I am Maul.
Yep. One day we'll find out his name.
He's such a cool fucking character. He is the coolest bad guy in Star Wars.
I was one of the Darth Maul fans from back in Phantom Menace. Everyone was like, Darth Maul sucks. He dies so fast. He's just cool looking. I'm like, no, he's dope. He's so cool. He's got two lightsabers in one stick.
You know, I always liked
Darth Maul.
They could
break him in half, apparently.
I always thought it was a shame that we never got to see a lot of him. And then when Clone Wars, he's back. I was like, the best character is back!
I was like, what? That's awesome.
Oh, it's fucking sick. Because Palpatine's cool and all, but he's just so focused on, being in control of everything. Darth Maul's a little bit more nuanced. Sometimes he wants to be in control. Sometimes he just wants revenge. Sometimes he's just out here having a good
time.
He's
just vibing.
He's just doing his thing. He's like, oh, Ezra, do you want to be my friend?
Do you want to be my boy?
I haven't had friends since, everybody betrayed me.
He's like Kenobi. He's my friend, kind of.
I have a very love-hate, mostly hate relationship.
Little bit of love. He's a good-looking man.
Currently hate. Might be love tonight. Can't be too sure.
They share a nice, tender moment when Obi-Wan holds him in his arms when he's dying.
Tell me, is he the chosen one? He is.
Cool. He's dying. That's so sweet.
Swag.
That's lit.
Oh, sorry, I'm a bit faded.
Hits a token, dies.
Obi-Wan pulls a hookah out from under his robe. Here, bro, hit this. It's like the green Talzin smoke. And then Maul just dies.
He Talzins into vapor.
Wow, yeah. We just fucked that beautiful scene.
Ah, I made it better.
Damn, damn.
All right, episode issue 4. Can't wait. In the aftermath of the Jedi assault against the Shadow Collective on the Mandalorian asteroid outpost, Darth Maul races towards Dathomir with his Death Watch allies, as well as Count Dooku.
Hey, Dooku, you want to come with me to see Talzin?
Sure.
Want to come hang out?
And he's like, Talzin? Oh, you want to see Talzin? Yeah, dude, I'll totally hang out.
Yeah, bro, let's see
it. Maul en route to Dathomir, Maul is contacted by Zito Maj of Black Sun and another member of the Pike Syndicate who is not named. Having lost the moon of Zanbar and the planet of Sid's bar in their fights against the Sith, the two allies have become worried that Maul's plan is failing and that the fighter has become the former Sith Lord's personal vendetta against the old master. Yeah, okay. Has become the vendetta. I thought I read that wrong. Maul assures them that they will be paid and that once Darth Sidious is dead, the galaxy will belong to the Shadow Collective. Maul then orders Gar Saxon, yay, to keep the Pikes and Black Sun in line. Meanwhile, Maul tells Dooku that he knows the Sith Lord is not truly an ally and that Dooku has been told by Sidious to play Maul's game. Maul then has Dooku taken into custody by Rook Cast.
You know, honestly, if Maul and Dooku had teamed up and killed Sidious, it would have been cool, but they'd still have the entire fucking Republic to contend with. Because they're the
Separatists still.
Yeah, it's like...
One's a government, one's a mafia, and one's a fucking angry government.
And if Dooku isn't aware of the Order 66 command...
He's fucked.
You'd think he would be.
Yeah.
But if he's not, it's like...
If someone accidentally says Order 66...
The clones are just the clones at that point, yeah. You know? It's like, what do you really have? They're not going to help you accomplish your goals anymore.
You're also kind of a Jedi, so they'd probably shoot you.
Look, Loki, a Jedi, you fucked.
Once on Dathomir, Maul speaks to Brother Viscus, who survived his encounter with Dooku during the Battle of Ord Mantell. And Viscus tells Maul that the preparations had been made for the next phase of their plan. The Night Brothers take Dooku to before Mother Talzin, who appears in a cloud of smoke again and begins to unleash a magic attack against the Sith Lord.
Yay! Magic! What if I became you?
Meanwhile, a Sith infiltrator arrives in orbit, carrying both Grievous and Sidious. Sidious orders Grievous to jimmy-jam the Dathomirian communications and cloak the ship. Maul and the Night Brothers do not see the ship coming. Yeah. And continue with their plan, because it's fucking invisible, with their plan as Talzin uses her magic to draw a life force from Dooku so she can use it to physically manifest herself again. As Maul explains, Talzin's physical return requires a great sacrifice, and they had chosen Dooku to make that sacrifice, because he's a bitch. He's a punk, dude. Dooku's a punk.
I feel like this would have been a really good thing for, like, Ventress to do, right?
Yeah, if she was in this book at all. Yeah, but like, I think she's dead at this point, because I think Dark Disciples takes place before Dathomir?
I don't think she's dead yet.
Okay.
Because there was still the story, there's still the... I think Dark Disciple was going to take place in Season 7.
Yeah, right, because it has to take place before Dooku dies, because Dooku's the main bad guy in it. Mm. Ventress and Quinlan Vosko.
I think it was supposed to be a Season 7 story, and this was going to be a Season 6 story.
That'd be cool.
Imagine Ventress is just chilling and Mother Talzin, will you be my new body? No. She just keeps moving.
No thanks.
That's lame.
As the process can... it's canon, but never mind. As the process continues, an explosion rips through the area and Grievous and Sidious appear before Maul to confront him.
Dude, whenever Sidious shows up in person, that's fucking scary.
Dude, when he showed up in Clone Wars with the red robes and the twin sabers, I was like... Whoa, yeah, this is big right now.
That was the first time you saw that, right?
Yeah.
That was sick.
I feel like I've seen it a while ago. I probably showed it to you. As a kid.
I probably was like, look at this, it's so cool.
Yeah, as a kid, I think I remember watching that episode because I remember the whole like Savage arc. But watching that again, I was like, he fucking showed up.
In person?
He risked
two lightsabers.
He risked so much of his secret plan just to show up to stomp on Maul. Mm-hmm. Dude, this guy flexes.
Yeah, he flexed hard. And then he took him to jail. Yeah, because they're at jail together. It's supposed to be, like, immediately after. What, a Palpatine pick him up, throw him out? Because he came to the planet alone. What is he just like, all right, got him. Let's take him back to the ship.
We got him, boys. Probably use the Force.
Pick him up.
Sidious reminds his former apprentice that there is only one plan that matters, the plan of Darth Sidious to rule the galaxy. As they speak, Majin, the Pikes, contact Cast, informing her that the Separatist armies have begun attacking.
We're getting fucked.
Like, shit, dude. The Shadow Collective allies demand to know where Maul is, but Cast says that he is not their concern.
What do you mean he's not our concern?
He's like, what?
We need him.
On Dathomir, Mother Talzin takes control of Dooku's body. Yeah.
That's hot.
And she and Maul engage in combat against Sidious and Grievous. Talzin fights the Dark Lord of the Sith while Maul attacks Grievous. Sidious quickly gains the upper hand against Talzin, demanding that she release his apprentice. Sidious bombards Dooku's body with Force Lightning before Talzin releases Dooku and appears in a physical form once again. Cass, meanwhile, continues speaking with the Black Sun of the Pikes, who inform her that they are pulling out of the Shadow Collective, leaving Maul on his own against the Separatist fleet as they emerge from hyperspace over Dathomir. They're like, yeah, we're good.
They straight up just quit on
him. Yeah.
They're like, we don't want to be your boys anymore. But
then they come back later with Crimson Dawn. They all team up when Dryden Vos gets introduced.
They do.
Maul continues his fight against Grievous, pushing him out of and away from the battle. Sidious once again unleashes lightning against Talzin, while Talzin herself sends a torrent of magical energy towards Sidious. Maul pleads with Talzin to take his strength, but as Dooku enters the fight with his own lightning attacks, Talzin tells her son to retreat without her, even if it means her own doom. Talzin uses her magic to telekinetically throw Maul from the fray, and is pulled away by Cast and another Mandalorian warrior, unnamed. Unlikely Gar Saxon, but maybe. But watches as Grievous returns and uses two lightsabers to fatally stab Talzin through the chest. You know, she could have smoked out, but she didn't.
No, she's back physically now.
Oh.
She was in her physical
form. But you can't smoke in physical?
I'm going to keep it a buck with you.
It's magic.
I don't really understand what makes Talzin physical and what makes her a ghost, because literally in Clone Wars, she appears to be a physical thing, and then Grievous goes to kill her, and she just does turn into smoke.
Yeah, so
I'm like, if you wanted me to buy that you were like a ghosty, smoky woman the whole time, you should look like ghosty smoke the whole time.
Should have been like the green ghost.
Yeah, you
sisters.
Should look like that all the time. Yeah. You should never at any point look like the way you actually look. It's like, if you do that,
whatever.
You confuse the shit out of me.
Exactly, but whatever.
It's like, the Force ghosts don't come back and just be like solid-ass people. No. Like, what's up, dude?
They're just blue.
Want to crack a beer?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, they're blue.
They're
dead.
Blue people,
they're
yeah.
definitively ghost people.
Except for Yoda in episode 9, but, I mean, episode 8, but whatever.
He's kind of blue.
He's green, but with a blue tint. He's not like blue like in the OG stuff.
He looks kind of weird in episode 8.
Because he's the puppet again.
They're like, they're like, it's a puppet. I'm like, yeah, but it doesn't look the same as the old one.
Because they had to make a new one.
Because you guys had to make a new puppet.
With his Shadow Collective in tatters, Maul and Death Watch flee from Dathomir. Sidious, Dooku, and Grievous overlook Talzin's body, while Dooku regretfully says that Maul has once again escaped. Sidious is not concerned, however, as everything transpired as he had intended. Maul's future as a Sith rival has been destroyed, not really, while the Sith has taken another step into securing their own future.
Yeah,
this is a big old bad guy book. Obi-Wan shows up for like an issue and goes, bye.
Yeah, well, after that, they don't even know where Maul is, that's why, and they're more focused on doing their own thing.
Yeah, they got the Clone Wars to deal with.
Yeah, so, Son of Dathomir.
Good stuff.
What's your overall thoughts on this? Was this your first time reading it?
Yes and no. I feel like I read it a while back, like when it first came out, but when I first heard that they were keeping it canon, so probably like 2015.
Mm-hmm.
But this is my first time really going into it, especially reading it in like a pseudo timeline order, where I'm like, oh man, after watching the Clone Wars, this is dope.
Mm-hmm.
So it was cool. Like I said, the art's really fun, and I just like it when all the bad guys have like infighting.
Yeah, that's always like, a good time.
You always think, I know Maul and Sidious are opposite sides right now, especially after that Lawless episode, but, you know, you always think that they're like, oh yeah, but we gotta kill the Jedi, that's like our number one priority.
Mm-hmm.
So you think they all would like kind of work together, but when there's infighting, it's really fun.
Yeah.
Especially because it's, and also it's crime stuff. I love Star Wars crime stuff. No one does the Star Wars crime stuff that well, except for the shows. So, I'm excited.
Yeah, man.
Solo, like, kind of did it, but then they were like, but he's a good guy, so...
Yeah, they backed out on it big time.
And Mandalorian was like, we kind of did it, but then he's a good guy, so meh.
That's what I was hoping for from Solo. I was hoping it would go more into him being, like, a fucking scoundrel, but instead they chose to tell the same story that they told for him in episode 4.
Yep.
Where it's like, you're not that bad of a guy, Han Solo. You just have to look inside yourself. I'm
and
like...
He's like, what?
Okay. They're like... But then people are like, but that's his character. I'm like, well, if every story is about him doing the same fucking thing and having the same lesson taught to him, time and time again.
Boy ain't gonna learn.
Yeah, I don't even want to fucking like hear the story at this point. You know, it's like I'm good. I'm out.
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. Vibe.
Yeah, I'm just chill.
I'll vibe with Jason.
I wanted to see him fucking go on a mission with a young Boba Fett. That's really what I wanted from that movie.
It's gonna be sick.
I was hoping that like halfway through the movie he would just be like, "Here's your team. We got Lando Calrissian, Boba Fett, Bosk." It's like, cool. This is it. This is the movie I want to see.
These are the guys.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Son of Dathomir. Overall, I think it was a. Probably the best comic that we've read so far.
Yeah, I could say that too.
Based on the characters that we know and like anyway.
Mm-hmm.
If we're just talking about best comic from originality standpoint, I really like the Dawn of the Jedi stuff. I think that stuff is really cool. But Son of Dathomir, amazing job on the panel work. Everything in this comic looks amazing. It's nothing that you even have to, like, go, what is that? What am I looking at? You know, it's like, what the fuck was that? Where with the thing we read last time with Gavin Jory, when they're plugging the lightsabers into, the, like, their kneecaps, it looked like they're plugging them
like
into, like, a little
gourd,
thing on
though.
The side. Yeah, you're like, what even is that? What is happening
it's a
here?
Gourd, man.
It's like, you can actually make sense of a lot of what's going on in this comic, and it's a Darth Maul story, so if you like Darth Maul, if he's one of your favorite characters, and if... you're into the Shadow Collective and all that stuff and the bad guys in the underworld. This is just a cool one to get into, especially if you saw Clone Wars.
And you were like, oh.
And then you saw Solo and you're like, well, how did he get here? How did he even get away from Sidious? It's like, this is how he got away from Sidious. It's like, this literally is what happens right after. So, unfortunate that it never got animated.
This is the funny thing that happened on the way to Mandalore.
Yeah.
That's what this story ends up becoming.
Yeah, it's a good bridge also for in between.
Dude, I just realized he goes from Mandalore to Dathomir to Mandalore again.
Well, he was going to Dathomir because the original plan was they were going to bring Talzin back, kill Dooku, and originally the Grievous was just like the leader of the droid army, so they were like, whatever, we'll get to him when his time is up, you know?
Maybe a robot, he'll be fine.
So Maul's whole plan behind going back to Dathomir was to grab Talzin. Then realistically, they probably would have left Dathomir and gone back to Mandalore.
Yeah.
Because
that's where they're living.
I mean, if you think about it, Maul wouldn't have left Mandalore if he wasn't pulled away from it by Sidious.
Mom. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because Sidious fucking beats him and takes him to the jail. So he was never intending. His whole plan was, I'm going to stay here on Mandalore, I'm going to train Savage, and we're going to become the leader of the fucking collective.
We're the dudes, man.
That's going to be it, you know?
My brother.
But Sidious was like, you're a rival now, that's not cool.
I'm killing
gonna,
your boy.
I'm
going
to kill your brother, and I'm going to take you to jail and teach you a lesson about being a bad boy.
Get fucked, nerd.
Don't do it, loser. Overall, awesome comic. If there was ever a comic that I recommend any of you, our listeners read, it's this one.
This is the best
Absolutely.
One. Like, Obi-Wan and Anakin was cool. Mace Windu was cool. Dawn of Jedi was cool.
I haven't disliked a single comic we read. The one that we read last week, didn't dislike it. Just thought it was like
okay.
Just thought it was okay.
I think we'll get a real better opinion on it once we start reading further into the Magasino stuff.
This is definitively, you should read this.
It's the best stuff.
You should definitely read this. Don't pass up on reading this one.
It's the good Steve, man.
You have anything else you want to say about it?
Nah, dude. I feel like we talked a lot about it. It's a good book, and I really hope that we get to see some of it in live action. Exactly. I hope we get to see some of this in live action or animated. I know you were saying that it would waste the budget, but give us something.
I mean, maybe like a flashback scene.
Quick.
Yeah. I just don't see them going...
Most people don't read the books.
I don't see them going, here's the prison break. Here's Dooku and Grievous conversing about their way to the next planet. Here's the fight on Zanbar. Here's the fight on Dathomir. It's just... Yeah. It's the fact that they have it here, it just feels like too much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why they would go back and do it except to give this story out to more people. But the people who really like Star Wars and really like Darth Maul and are looking for this have already seen
this. Dude, there's actually another Darth Maul comic that I didn't even know was a comic. There's Darth Maul Lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
There was Darth Maul Sith Apprentice, which came out in 2000, which was right after the movie. And it takes
I've never
place
heard
literally
of
right
Lockdown.
Before the movie. Yeah, Lockdown takes place right before the movie.
Is it canon?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Lockdown actually takes place after he gets revived at the end of Clone Wars episode season 5. Darth Maul Sith Apprentice from 2000 takes place right before the Darth Maul comic that we read.
Darth Maul Lockdown.
Yeah. I think it's adapted from a book.
It came out in 2014, so it's probably not even canon anymore.
No, but it takes place after... it might actually even be a Son of Dathomir-style book, where it takes place around that time. I think this isn't where they introduce like a red Twi'lek.
Yeah, he was supposed to have an apprentice. That was actually George Lucas's original plan for the sequel trilogy. Maul was going to come back in the time that they were going to set for 7, 8, and 9.
Mm-hmm.
And Luke and his Jedi Order were going to be basically fighting against Maul, his new apprentice, which was going to be named Darth Talon.
Mm-hmm.
And their... Whatever the fuck they had in front of them.
You know, it's originally a book that got adapted into a comic.
It's a Star Wars Legends novel that features Darth Maul. The story takes place 1 year before the events of The Phantom Menace and follows Maul on a mission in which he must infiltrate the Cog Hive 7 space prison to obtain a nuclear bomb for Darth Sidious.
Oh, wait, no, this isn't the right one. There's
like, this does not sound... I'm like,
he's getting a bomb!
I'm like, what? No, like, why is Sidious want a nuclear bomb?
This isn't the Darth Maul comic I was talking about. Hold on.
Yeah, this is a novel.
Yeah. There is another Darth Maul comic that we will talk about. Not Darth Maul. How about Darth Maul?
Darth Maul.
It autocorrects, man. Darth Maul.
I mean, I'd love to just talk about more Darth Maul.
Oh, it's called Death Sentence. My bad. It's called Death Sentence.
Darth Maul. Death Sentence.
Yes. This one came out in 2012. In hiding for generations, the Sith have awaited for the presence.
That's a freaky cover.
Yeah, his face is just like in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sidious and his deadly apprentice Maul have planned, waited patiently, Cerberus Blockade, Naboo. I don't know where this takes place, actually. I have it in the timeline somewhere, but I don't want to dig.
Hmm.
Oh, this is Tom Taylor and Bruno Redondo. Oh, this is going to slap.
Yeah,
Tom Taylor and Bruno Redondo are currently doing the Nightwing comic. They are a great team together, dude. Flip through some of his art.
They don't have a synopsis for this. That's weird.
Tom Taylor did a lot of Star Wars books.
The story is set between the digest-sized graphic novel The Sith Hunters and Star Wars Clone Wars Season 5 premiere episode. Yeah, because there's
Savage. Savage is there. This is probably where the Mandalorians give him his legs.
They give him his legs after they find him in a ship frozen.
Yeah, he's got the robot legs in this one.
Yeah, this is in between. We see him, how he got his regular legs.
Yeah, yeah.
We saw that. The Mandalorians have him on the table, and they're like, why should we help you? And he's like, because I'm full of piss. And they're like, all right. And they're like, all right.
I'm full of piss.
He's like, I'm full of piss, and I can kill people with the Force. And they were like, that sounds great. We want you on our side.
Jedi.
That does look good.
Dude, Bruno Redondo's art is phenomenal, dude.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to reading this.
This is
going to
be a good one.
This
is the Dark Horse comics. This will take a while for us to get to.
Yeah, not canon probably anymore.
Yeah, it can be.
It could totally be.
A lot of the Dark Horse comics that don't take place after Episode 4 can fit into timelines very easily.
Looking forward to reading that. I just saw an image of Savage.
Yeah.
Get more Savage stuff. That'd be cool.
Dude, Savage is so underrated.
I'm into it.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. You can follow the podcast at Farthest Galaxy on Instagram to keep up to date with the episodes as they release and what we will be covering. You can follow me, Hunter, at Hunter_VanLierup, and Alex at the Dude Kenobi. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share with a friend.
Kenobi! No, dude. Like, no.